What else can they put in our toys case?
While I realize there's a lot of
Firefox.
The best part is something that has
Industry news.
And that's our next blog.
Science solves another highly critical question.
Can I realistically tip? Not by itself.
Static physics of the issue says.
Jeremy Haig of Wax Mill and Skylook was gracious enough to participate in a podcast with me. And this podcast is special since all of the audio was done using Wax Mill. It's a really interesting product. Wax Mill allows you to send a voice email within Outlook and now Outlook Express natively. It's super easy. You just press record right in the email, say what you want to say, click done, and it attaches the MP3 automatically. And Wax Mill is completely free. The same company also created Skylook, and Skylook is similar in that it's a voice client within Outlook. However, Skylook meshes your Skype into your Outlook, allowing for one-click dialing from Outlook. It records your Skype calls, Skype IMs, lets you see your contacts' availability in real time in Outlook, and is pretty cheap, too. The one-click dialing is part of the free version, but I highly suggest the upgrade. If for nothing else, but for the ability to record your Skype calls, that really comes in handy. Jeremy and I recorded this using Waxmail. I sent him five or so questions, and he responded with Waxmails back to me. It was very easy, and I may use this method again if I need to interview someone and our schedules conflict. Here's the interview with Jeremy Haig of Waxmail and Skylook.
Hi, Jeremy. How's things going?
Yeah, things have been... we've been really busy since the launch of Outlook Express. We just launched a new version of Waxmail for Outlook Express.
Yeah, I knew you'd been pretty busy lately. We can start by you telling me about the creation of Waxmail and Skylook and which came first.
Skylook was developed first. The company that's developed Skylook is called Neutralia, and that's made up of myself, Jeremy Haig, and my business partner, Paul Andrews.
Give me some background on the services.
A little bit of a background behind Skylook and Waxmail. Well, firstly, Skylook is a integration tool which integrates Skype and Microsoft Outlook versions 2000 XP and 2003. Skylook integrates Skype and Outlook together, bringing the Skype world into Outlook. So you can click on a contact inside Outlook and call them using Skype. So you can call their Skype ID if they're online, or you can call their cell number or office number or business number or whatever. Skylook also, we really extend the integration with Outlook. We show presence inside Outlook. Presence meaning online presence of who's signed in on Skype. You see that visually through a toolbar inside Outlook. So you can see, for instance, when Robin signed in on Skype, I can see that information inside Outlook, and then with one click I can make a Skype call directly to Robin without having to leave Outlook and open up Skype and have a look in Skype and so forth. Skylook also has some advanced features. We have the ability to record incoming and outgoing Skype calls to MP3 file recordings, and Skylook will save those recorded calls into a special folder inside your inbox called Skylook Conversations. You also have the option to record just your voice or both parties' voices in the call, or in the event of a conference call, all parties' voices in the conference call. You can also use Skylook to record text conversations, incoming and outgoing, and once again, that information is stored as emails inside the Skylook Conversations folder. So that's pretty much, in a nutshell, what Skylook does. If you want to find out more, just hit the Skylook website, where you can download Skylook and get your free 14-day trial from www.skylook.biz. That's SKYLOOK. For anybody who's a serious Skype user and Outlook user, Skylook is a great tool which offers some really cool features to bring the two products together. I'll talk a bit about Waxmail. Waxmail is a second product that we've developed. Waxmail is a free product. It's totally free, which allows you to compose and reply to email using voice. I'm actually using Waxmail now to compose this audio recording. So the idea behind Waxmail is if you're tired of typing emails or you know, you want to multitask and do some other things, you can open up a mail message, click a button, the Add New Waxmail button, and have it record your voice straight into a MP3 file, which is automatically attached to the email and sent out to the recipient which you select. And then the person on the receiving end can play back the file without having to have anything special, you know, a plug-in or something else installed in their machine. They can just play it back natively straight from their machine. Waxmail, we started with Waxmail for Microsoft Outlook, and we released that probably about a month, maybe a month and a half ago, and we had a very warm response. And since then, about 2 weeks ago, we released... Well, probably not even 2 weeks, probably 1 week ago, we released Waxmail for Outlook Express. So we now have two different email clients, the two leading Microsoft email clients. And you can download Waxmail for free from www.waxmail, that's waxmail.biz. And yeah, you download it, install it, it puts a toolbar inside Outlook, or if you're running Outlook Express, it puts a toolbar inside Outlook Express, and you can easily compose and reply to email using your voice.
In a typical day, how often do you find yourself using Skylook?
In a typical day, I find that I'm using Skylook all day. I have Skype running all day. I use that as a communications tool for talking with my business partner and also other businesses and friends and family on Skype. Skype's a great way to talk for free, and I'm finding that the bigger Skype gets, the more people I find or businesses and friends that are actually using it, or I talk them into using Skype. Yeah, it's becoming a preferred communications tool if they're running Skype on their machines. And the other side is the flip side of that is I have Outlook running all day as well. So it's very handy to have Skylook installed. I can see when people have signed in just from working inside Outlook, so I don't have to switch between the two programs. And often, if I see that somebody's signed in and their name's up on the Skylook presence bar, I might just, you know, click on them and call them if there's something that, you know, I need to talk to them about. So, yeah, we definitely eat our own dog food. So, yeah, Skylook is open on my machine all the time.
I've been sending quite a few Waxmail since I first heard about it on Robert Scoble's blog. I'm sure you were inundated with traffic after that post hit.
Yeah, it was great that Robert Scoble mentioned Waxmail on the Scobalizer blog. We received quite a few hits from Scoble's post. We've also received a lot of hits from Michael Arrington's TechCrunch. That's a really cool... I guess it's like a... website / blog, probably more of a website that rounds up all the exciting stuff happening in Web 2.0. And it's, yeah, it's Michael breaks a lot of really interesting news. That's at www.techcrunch, TechCrunch.com. We've also received a lot of hits from Robin Good's Master New Media. Robin, we told Robin about Skylook when we first developed that, as did Michael Arrington. We told Michael Arrington as well. So yeah, Master New Media has been definitely influential on the traffic brought, well, introducing users in the blogosphere and podosphere to Skylook and Waxmail. That's at www.masternewmedia.org. I recommend you check definitely check those sites out.
I want to thank Jeremy for agreeing to sit down and talk with me about Waxmail and Skylook. I've been using both of these services for months now, and I highly recommend them. You can visit their sites online at skylook.biz and waxmail.biz.